With BookBeats, I'm Don Swain. There's a lot of misunderstanding about literary agents. Veteran literary agent Richard Curtis seeks to demystify the profession in his book, Beyond the Bestseller.
There are people who believe that we simply accept manuscripts with the left hand and send them to publishers with the right. On the other end of the scale, there are many people who believe that agents do very little else but take five-hour lunches in expensive restaurants.
Curtis notes that the job of a literary agent has many facets.
Some of the things I have done range from babysitting for clients, to taking them to ball games, to bailing them out of jail, to burying them.
Curtis says that most publishers have all but abandoned the slush pile, unsolicited manuscripts sent to them directly by the authors.
Most of the good books are acquired from agents. They figure, let the agents read the slush for them.
Literary agents are supposed to know the right editor for the right book.
We know who's buying what. We know who among the editors has a special taste in science fiction, and who loves westerns, and who is in charge of the mystery department.
Curtis says many literary agents, like the publishers, are refusing to look at manuscripts by unknown authors.
I am very concerned that because it is getting harder and harder for new authors to get a publisher or get an agent, that good authors may be becoming an endangered species.
Richard Curtis takes the reader inside the book business in Beyond the Bestseller, an N.A.L. Plume paperback. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The odds are overwhelmingly against a new author who is trying to get his or her book published. Literary agent Richard Curtis, author of Beyond the Bestseller, says that when he first started in the late 1960s, there were perhaps 75 publishing houses he could send manuscripts to.
We are now down to a viable 15 or 20 houses.
Because of a vast consolidation in the publishing industry, there are fewer opportunities for authors. Small regional publishing houses have been springing up, but Curtis says they don't have the financial resources of a Random House or a Simon & Schuster.
They may be a nice way station for a first-time or second-time author, but as soon as that author begins to build an audience and get good reviews, the chances are he or she will be snatched away by one of the better-heeled publishers.
Richard Curtis advises would-be authors to start not by trying to write the great American novel, but by writing paperbacks such as westerns or mysteries, because there's a ready market for genre fiction. Curtis also cautions part-time authors not to give up their day jobs too soon.
Many authors, as soon as they sold their first one or two books, have jumped into full-time freelancing and discovered to their dismay that they really weren't either financially or psychologically ready to do that.
How do you get a literary agent? There are two major organizations of literary agents that will provide lists of their members.
Your best bet is to write a letter describing yourself, pitching it, as it were, to the prospective agent.
Richard Curtis describes the book business and the role of the literary agent in Beyond the Bestseller, an N.A.L. Plume paperback. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.